Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Answers from the Lab, where we share Mayo Clinic knowledge and advancements on the state of testing and science from laboratory leaders and the people who are making it happen behind the scenes. I'm Dr. Bobby Pritt, your host, and a clinical microbiologist and the chair of the Division of Clinical Microbiology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
For today's episode, we welcome Charanjit Singh from our product management team at Mayo Clinic Laboratories for a test-specific podcast.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Pritt. I'm excited for today's podcast, and we'll be learning about our hereditary pancreatitis test available at Mayo Clinic Laboratories, test code HPAMP. We have Dr. Linda Sadri from the Department of Laboratory Medicine Pathology, whose lab developed this test, and we have Ms. Hong Cabral, who's our laboratory genetic counselor in our Department of Laboratory Medicine Pathology. Before we get started in details of our hereditary pancreatitis test, I'm sure the audience will love to get to know our two guests. Dr. Asaji, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your background? And then I'll ask Ms. Hong Cabral.
Sure, I'd be happy to, JR. Thanks for introducing us. My name is Linda Hasadsri. I am the director of the Molecular Technologies Laboratory in the Division of Laboratory Genetics and Genomics here at Mayo Clinic Rochester. I oversee all of the molecular genetic testing that our department performs.
And Ms. Cabral.
Yes, hi, my name is Hong Cabral, and I'm one of the laboratory genetic counselors in the molecular lab. I work closely with Dr. Hasadsri, supporting a variety of tests, including the hereditary pancreatitis panel. Prior to my role here at Mayo Clinic in the molecular lab, I was a laboratory genetic counselor supporting the cytogenetics lab. And before that, I was a clinical genetic counselor at maternal fetal medicine facilities working with high-risk pregnancy patients.
Great. Thank you so much for the introduction. So my first question to Ms. Cabral, can you please give the audience a brief overview of this assay?
So our hereditary pancreatitis panel, also known by its mnemonic HPANP, includes four genes which are associated with hereditary pancreatitis. Those four genes are CFTR, PRSS1, CTRC, and SPINK1. The test utilizes next-generation sequencing and bespoke Sanger sequencing. It can detect single nucleotide variants as well as deletions and insertions, both smaller deletions and insertions, as well as multi-exonic deletions and duplications. As with all tests, there are some limitations, which include limited detection of deep intronic variants, balanced structural rearrangements, low-level mosaic variants, and variants in regions of genomics complexity, such as inversions. However, we do have expanded coverage specifically for the CFTR gene. We do include detection of 16 deep intronic variants that are known to be pathogenic. Our assay is able to accommodate testing on sample types such as whole blood, skin biopsy, and cultured fibroblasts with a turnaround time of approximately 4 to 6 weeks.
Thank you so much for that detailed information. And my next question for Dr. Sadri is, now we go to sample patients. Which patients should have this testing and when should it be performed?
So testing for hereditary pancreatitis can actually be performed at any age and is recommended for all patients with two or more episodes of unexplained pancreatitis, especially if those episodes or even just symptoms of episodes started in childhood. Not every individual will have had pancreatitis diagnosed, you know, early in life. They may have just experienced symptoms of it, but never actually gotten that diagnosis. And it can also be done in patients who just have a family history of pancreatitis. So really anybody who has repeat bouts of pancreatitis of unknown etiology and or a family history would benefit from this testing.
Great. And my next question for you again, Dr. Sadri, what alternative test options are available and how do these compare to our hereditary pancreatitis test?
That is a great question. So there are a number of comparable, if not even larger, gene panels from competitors out there, which may include more genes than our test does. But I really want to emphasize for our listeners that bigger isn't necessarily better, especially when it comes to dealing with a complex, often multifactorial disorder like pancreatitis. where there can be lots of non-genetic factors at play. So we were one of the first labs to ever offer testing, actually, for hereditary pancreatitis, or I'll call it HP for short. And we have nearly three decades of experience and expertise with these genes. And so we have directors who specialize in these genes as well as this disorder. We have genetic counselors like Ms. Cabral, who also are subject matter experts specifically in this disorder, as opposed to many different other disorders or every test on the menu, if you will. And so that really is a big value add in my mind. Back to the panel itself versus the competitor alternative options out there. We only included the four genes that we did on our panel because these are the four that have the strongest causative links to HP, emphasis on the causative. There are other genes out there that have conflicting evidence for causality, or they're only a risk modifier or a susceptibility gene of sorts. And so they don't really have proven clinical utility. Therefore, any results that you get from these genes could be equivocal at best. It may not actually be contributing to your patient's condition at all, which is really frustrating to get that sort of result, right, for patients and providers. Nobody likes what we call, you know, quote unquote, variants of uncertain significance. So imagine then dealing with genes of uncertain significance, or even worse, variants of uncertain significance in genes of uncertain significance. If a gene isn't specifically proven to cause hereditary, again, emphasis on hereditary pancreatitis, does it really belong on a hereditary pancreatitis panel? Something we have to ask ourselves, right? And so you're potentially providing patients with wishy-washy results that aren't clinically actionable, or worse yet, might potentially lead you down the wrong course of action. And so we work closely with our own GI providers here at Mayo and subject matter experts in the field here at Mayo to make sure that the genes that we are testing for are actually meaningful and impactful for patients. And we also look to them for information on what we should consider adding in the future. So it's not a one and done process. It's an ongoing dynamic process where we're, again, looking to leaders in the field to inform us what would best benefit your patients versus what's going to be, again, equivocal at best, lead you down potentially the wrong course of action at worst. I do want to comment also in terms of the methodology that are used by the alternate tests out there. Like other labs, our test does use next generation sequencing, like Ms. Cabral mentioned. And so we can detect both single nucleotide variants as well as copy number variants, large deletions or duplications, in other words. But we additionally use, as she alluded to, a Mayo custom developed Sanger sequencing assay for the PRSS1 gene. I'd like to remind our listeners that if you weren't aware, and if you were, again, just a reminder, PRSS1 is the most common cause of HP. And so having the bespoke Sanger assay that we do really helps us avoid all of the false positive results, for instance, that are seen by other labs. There's a particularly memorable case that comes to mind that we had a number of years ago where it was a pathologist, actually, who had had this testing done by an outside lab and got a result that didn't quite jive with what they were experiencing and what they had noted about themselves as well as their family history clinically. And so they actually asked us to run our test, and we found that indeed it was actually a false positive result by that other lab. And so again, having these special, again, Mayo developed unique bespoke assays or supplementals to our existing assay really can make the difference when it comes to this condition.
The last question for you, Ms. Cabral, how are the results used in patient care?
We know that individuals who are diagnosed with hereditary pancreatitis actually have quite a high risk of developing pancreatic cancer. That risk can range anywhere from 40% to as high as 60%, depending on the study. Based on that high risk, it's absolutely essential that these individuals with a pathogenic variant and a confirmed diagnosis be monitored very closely with increased pancreatic cancer surveillance. Additionally, there's also an increased risk for family members. If a pathogenic variant is identified, the family members are also at risk to inherit the same variant and be at increased risk to develop hereditary pancreatitis. Again, it's important to refer these individuals to genetic counseling to discuss the increased risk for the family members and to determine the appropriate testing for follow-up.
That's the end of my questions. I want to thank Dr. Asadri and Ms. Cabral, not only for their time for this podcast, but their expertise in going over hereditary pancreatitis tests.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Answers from the Lab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to tune in every Thursday and every other Tuesday.